Come all you bold sailors, give an ear to my ditty of a terrible battle that happened of late. Let each Union tar shed a tear of his pity when he thinks on the one scallion Cumberland's fate. The 8th day of March told a terrible story when many a brave tar to this world bid adieu. Our flag, it was wrapped in a mantle of glory by the heroic deeds of the Cumberland's crew. On the 8th day of March, about 10 in the morning, the day it was clear and bright shone the sun, the drums of the Cumberland sounded a warning which told every sailor to stand by his gun. An ironclad frigate down on us came bearing, and high up above the rebel flag flew its pennant of treason. It proudly was nearing, determined to conquer the Cumberland's crew. Then up spoke our captain with stern resolution, saying, "Boys, by this monster, now don't be dismayed. We've sworn to defend our beloved Constitution and to die for our country. We are not afraid. We'll fight for the Union, our cause it is glorious. For the stars and the stripes, we'll stand ever true. We'll die at our stations or conquer victorious." He was answered by cheers from the Cumberland's crew. Our noble ship fired huge guns, dreadful thunder. Our small shot like hail on the rebels did pour. Crowds all stood gazing in terror and wonder as our shot struck her hull and glanced harmlessly o'er. But the pride of the Union could never be daunted, though our decks with the dead and the wounded did strew the star-spangled banner. How proudly it flaunted! It was nailed to the mast by the Cumberland's crew. 3 hours they fought us with stern resolution, till these rebels found cannon could never decide. The flag of secession had no power to quell us, though our blood in the scuppers did crimson the tide. She struck us amidships, our plank she did sever, her cruel iron prow pierced our noble ship through. They cried as they sank in that dark rolling river. "We'll die at our guns," said the Cumberland's crew. So slowly they sank in that dark rolling waters. Their voices on earth won't be heard anymore. They'll be wept by Columbia's brave sons and fair daughters. May their blood be avenged on Virginia's old shore. And whenever our sailors in battle assemble, God bless our fair banner, the red, white, and blue. Beneath its proud folds we'll cause tyrants to tremble, or die at our guns like the Cumberland's crew.